Sabbath throughout history and in the future. Before sin entered the world, God established it for all and he himself kept it. Genesis 2 verses 1 to 3, thus the heavens and the earth and all the host of them were finished. And on the seventh day God ended his work which he had done, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had done. Then God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because in it he rested from all his work which God had created and made. This not only for Adam and his descendants, but for all mankind, Mark 2 verse 27. After sin entered the world, Abraham kept it. No proof that he did or he didn't, but the scripture does say in Genesis 26 verse 5 when God spoke to Isaac, because Abraham obeyed my voice and kept my charge, my commandments, my statutes, and my laws. What were they? These were those that were passed down through the centuries. Did you know that Shem, Noah's son, was around when Abraham was alive, and much of what Noah preached he passed on to his children? Test for those who are his. God told them to observe the Sabbath before Mount Sinai or before the Ten Commandments were given. He tested them to see if they would obey him. Exodus 16 verses 4 to 5, then the Lord said to Moses, behold, I will rain bread from heaven for you. And the people shall go out and gather a certain quota every day, that I may test them, whether they will walk in my law or not. And it shall be on the sixth day that they shall prepare what they bring in, and it shall be twice as much as they gather daily. Exodus 16 verses 22 to 23, and so it was, on the sixth day, that they gathered twice as much bread, two omers for each one. And all the rulers of the congregation came and told Moses. Then he said to them, this is what the Lord has said, tomorrow is a Sabbath rest, a holy Sabbath to the Lord. Bake what you will bake today, and boil what you will boil, and lay up for yourselves all that remains, to be kept until morning. Exodus 16 verses 27 to 28, now it happened that some of the people went out on the seventh day to gather, but they found none. And the Lord said to Moses, how long do you refuse to keep my commandments and my laws? But wasn't this the first time they refused, so why does he say how long do you refuse? It means they refused to keep it even before this in Egypt, and now God repeats himself and they still refuse. Like many Christians today, God spoke audibly. Exodus 20:8-11, remember the Sabbath day, to keep it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord your God. In it you shall do no work, you, or your son, or your daughter, or your male servant, or your female servant, or your cattle, or your stranger who is within your gates. For in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth, the sea, and all that is in them, and rested the seventh day. Therefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Yeshua said, man, not Jewish people only, shall not live by bread alone, but by every word which proceeds out of the mouth of God. To keep the Sabbath was an audible command. Prophets. Isaiah 58 verses 13 to 14, if you keep your feet from trampling the Sabbath, from pursuing your own interests on my holy day, if you call the Sabbath a delight and the Lord's holy day honorable, and if you honor it by not going your own ways and seeking your own pleasure or speaking merely idle words, then you will take delight in the Lord, and he will make you ride upon the heights of the earth, and he will make you feast on the inheritance of your ancestor Jacob, your father. Ezekiel 22 verses 25 to 26, whosoever committeth sin transgresseth the law, for sin is the transgression of the law. Whosoever means anyone, Jew or Gentile. Don't change what God has instituted. He alone created the seventh day and made it holy. Her priests have violated my law and have profaned mine holy things. They have put no difference between the holy and profane, neither have they shown difference between the clean and unclean, and they have hid their eyes from my Sabbaths, and I am profaned among them. Christians are priests. Holy Spirit mandate in Christians. Ezekiel 11 verses 19 to 20, I will give them one heart, and I will put a new spirit within you, and I will take the stony heart out of their flesh, and will give them an heart of flesh, that they may walk in my statutes, and keep mine ordinances, and do them, and they shall be my people, and I will be their God. Yeshua kept the Sabbath. Luke 4 verse 16, so he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up. and as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day, and stood up to read. Mark 1 verse 21, then they went into Capernaum, and immediately on the Sabbath he entered the synagogue and taught. Yeshua honored the Sabbath. John 5 verses 9 to 10, 16, so ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan has bound, think of it, for 18 years, be loosed from this bond on the Sabbath? John 7:22-23. Moses therefore gave you circumcision, not that it is from Moses, but from the fathers, and you circumcise a man on the Sabbath. If a man receives circumcision on the Sabbath, so that the law of Moses should not be broken, are you angry with me because I made a man completely well on the Sabbath? Yeshua commanded his disciples to keep the Sabbath. Matthew 19:17, if thou wilt enter into life, keep the commandments. The seventh-day Sabbath is part of the commandments. Revelation 22 verse 14, blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life, and may enter in through the gates into the city. Women who followed Yeshua kept the Sabbath. Luke 23 verse 56, and they returned, and prepared spices and ointments, and rested the Sabbath day according to the commandment. The early church kept the Sabbath. Acts 13 verses 42-44, so when the Jews went out of the synagogue, the Gentiles begged that these words might be preached to them the next Sabbath. Now when the congregation had broken up, many of the Jews and devout proselytes followed Paul and Barnabas, who, speaking to them, persuaded them to continue in the grace of God. On the next Sabbath, almost the whole city came together to hear the word of God. Acts 16 verse 13, and on the Sabbath we went out of the city by a riverside, where prayer was wont to be made, and we sat down, and spake unto the women which resorted thither. Isaiah 56 verses 1-7, thus saith the Lord, keep ye judgment, and do justice, for my salvation is near to come, and my righteousness to be revealed. Blessed, not cursed, is the man that doeth this, and the son of man that layeth hold on it, that keepeth the Sabbath from polluting it, and keepeth his hand from doing any evil. Neither let the son of the stranger, that hath joined himself to the Lord, speak, saying, the Lord hath utterly separated me from his people, neither let the eunuch say, behold, I am a dry tree. For thus saith the Lord unto the eunuchs that keep my Sabbaths, and choose the things that please me, and take hold of my covenant, even unto them will I give in mine house, and within my walls a place and a name better than of sons and of daughters. I will give them an everlasting name, that shall not be cut off. Also the sons of the stranger, that join themselves to the Lord, to serve him, and to love the name of the Lord, to be his servants, every one that keepeth the Sabbath from polluting it, and taketh hold of my covenant, even them will I bring to my holy mountain, and make them joyful in my house of prayer. Their burnt offerings and their sacrifices shall be accepted upon mine altar, for mine house shall be called an house of prayer for all people. Did you know that God has an altar in heaven? Do not think it is only for the Israelites. The early church used to keep the Sabbath, called the day before the preparation day, i.e. Friday, Didache chapter 8-2. Just like Mark 15 verse 42, and now when the even was come, because it was the preparation, that is, the day before the Sabbath. During the world's tribulation period. Sign of believers. Revelation 12 verse 17, and the dragon was wroth with the woman, and went to make war with the remnant of her seed, which keep the commandments of God, and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. Revelation 14 verse 12, here is the patience of the saints. Here are they that keep the commandments of God, and the faith of Jesus. During the millennium reign. Isaiah 66 verses 22-23, for as the new heavens and the new earth, which I will make shall remain before me, says the Lord, so shall your descendants and your name remain. And it shall come to pass that from one new moon to another, and from one Sabbath to another, all flesh shall come to worship before me, says the Lord.